It is time now for Talking Books, joined now in the studio by Susan Brown, as always, of the Chapel Hill Public Library. Talking Books made possible by La Vita Dolce at Cafe in Southern Village. Susan, how's it going?
It's going great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You're still standing after all that late-night election coverage.
We were here until... We planned to be here until around 9 o'clock, and we ended up being here until 10:23 was when we finally...
But who's counting?
I was counting. I had this clock right here that was just ticking up the hours and the minutes. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. We could be here all night. 10:23 was when we finally got off the air. And it's still going on. It's such a wild election in Chapel Hill this year. And we so rarely say that. So
there you go. You know what everybody needs? After a late night of election coverage, they just need to sit and read a good book.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's what we do here at Talking Books.
Exactly. This is all we do. Yeah.
We talk about books.
But
except
not today.
This week.
Yes.
That's right. That was a really long setup for two awesome people who are joining us for Talking Books today. So, yes, we generally talk about books and things. Often we talk about audio books. Sometimes we just mention podcasts. So, today I brought along Molly Luby from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Danita Mason Hogan's Woman of the World, local Shiro, to talk about our new podcast, Recollecting Chapel Hill.
Awesome. So welcome, Molly, Danita. Thank you so much for joining us again here in the studio. Good to have you both back. So tell us about the podcast. This was an initiative that was launched earlier this year, like in the spring was when this kind of started, right?
Well, it started a good bit before that. Mm-hmm. That may be when we actually got our feet on the ground. But this is a grant-funded podcast. Our first year was grant-funded, I should say. Mm-hmm. The funding comes from the State Library. And we have been really thinking about this and working on this for, 18 months, close to 2 years. And I will tell you, a lot of the thinking behind the podcast grew out of the work that Danita and I have been doing for longer than that, even with the Historic Civil Rights Commemorations Task Force, and the way that we learned from the community about the community's history.
Yeah, so go back a little bit and tell us about the task force, because that's been an ongoing initiative for quite a while, and I know we've talked about it on the air, but for people who don't know, what is the task force? How did it form? What do you do?
Danita, why don't you take this one?
Sure. Well, the task force was an initiative by Mayor Heminger, mm-hmm. and really the goal of the task force was to examine civil rights history and look at history that has not necessarily historically been brought to the forefront, using the people who actually live the history as the center of the research that we did to supplement some of the knowledge that we have and document the civil rights history locally here. Mm-hmm. So the task force was comprised of people from the university, from the school system, policymakers, just really made a great effort to include all segments of the community and really, really dig deep into this history that we have not been privy to for a long time.
Yeah, and the podcast grows out of this, and this is also partly in conjunction with Chapel Hill's 200th anniversary commemoration. So there's a lot of talk and a lot of discussion and a lot of initiatives to bring out those untold stories of Chapel Hill's history, right?
Yeah, and I think also what this touches on is this overarching effort from 1819 to the Civil Rights Task Force, to our work with 1619, to the Civil Rights Timeline, to the trading cards, is to uncover history that hasn't been uncovered before and to tell it in new, different, and engaging ways, whether it's through the timeline or the trading cards or podcasts. So it's not history that's kept bound up in books. Nothing wrong with books, but it's history told a different way and with a different aim in mind.
Awesome. So the podcast has already launched. We're going to be talking about some specific episodes that have launched, are about to launch, both, because it's a two-parter, right?
We can talk about all of it.
But tell us about the podcast episodes that have already happened as part of this series.
Sure. So we have five episodes out. And let me say the name of the podcast, because I don't know if we've said it yet.
We might not have.
It is Recollecting Chapel Hill
History from the Inside Out and Bottom Up.
That's right.
Boom. Did you hear that? That was amazing.
That's good. Our podcast voice.
So, that was a little shoulder shake on podcast. Like, that was good.
So in our first season, we are our theme for the first season is historical monuments and markers and the history behind those monuments in Chapel Hill. And of course, you know, the reason we chose that is because so much of the national conversation about Chapel Hill and about the South has been bound up in monuments and markers. That's one reason. Another reason is Silent Sam. Mm. And another reason is the Chapel Hill 9 marker that Danita and I and many others have been working on bringing to Chapel Hill. We hope to see that up in February 2020. But so far, in our first season of Recollecting Chapel Hill, we have gone to Peace and Justice Plaza. Mm-hmm. We went on the Bowling Creek Trail to explore some memorial benches. Danita went with our podcast, one of our producers, Mandela Young, who's wonderful. They went to visit cemeteries in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, it was a powerful episode.
That was my favorite episode. I loved it.
I think that's a really cool thing that just kind of underscores this whole project. As you mentioned, when we think about monuments and markers in Chapel Hill, everyone goes to Silent Sam first. And there is talk about Silent Sam in the series, but there are so many other monuments and markers and historical locations in Chapel Hill. And some of them are controversial. Some of them are celebrated. And this is an opportunity to talk about all of those as well.
Yeah, those monuments and markers really tell us a lot about our town. Mm-hmm. They chronicle a lot of history, and sometimes markers tell us a lot about what's been left out of the popular narrative. Mm-hmm. So this whole season has been an exploration into that history, which has been a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, but has really uncovered a whole lot of good things.
Yeah, speaking with Danita Mason Hogans, you just heard her, Molly Luby, Susan Brown. So all of that leading up to a couple of episodes that are coming out now, right?
So we just released an episode on Monday that is the first of our three, maybe four-part series on Silent Sam. The episode on Monday really is about that the origins of Silent Sam, where it comes from, and the impact of that kind of that the thought process behind the origins of Silent Sam on the community in Chapel Hill. We laid the groundwork in that episode for the episodes coming out next, which are going to really focus on James Cates and the story of his murder in 1970.
And then what's the larger vision for the podcast in general? This is season one, right? Mm-hmm. Which implies there's going to be many seasons of this. So what is the longer vision?
You know, I think what we're going to be doing is each season we hope to approach our history looking at a different theme. Season two, we already know, is going to be all about music.
Okay.
And that's in conjunction with a local music project that we're going to be launching later this year. So we're really excited about that. Danita's got some good ideas, and we're going to also bring in some new voices on season two. We'll see how that shakes out. That'll probably be a little ways off. But we may be doing seasons, future seasons. Who knows? There could be food. There could be all kinds of history behind different. I mean, we could do a literary season. Yeah. I don't know.
We also kicked around early on, like street names, right? Mm-hmm. What I love about this season of the podcast is that people can hear these episodes and then go, well, not to Silent Sam, thank goodness, but they can go to these places, whether it's Joe Hertzenberg's bench or the cemetery. So I love that this is also place-based as well.
Yeah, street names is another really good one, because that kind of gets back to monuments and markers, like all of the the names of streets that recognize famous people or noteworthy people locally and beyond, but those are a type of historical marker as well.
And can I just mention, and I promise you I was not paid to say this, but it is really cool.
Now I assume you were paid to say it.
But it's really cool to be able to partner with the library in this manner. We talk about uncovering history that has not necessarily been told before. But also this partnership means a lot to make resources accessible to the community, to be able to facilitate telling our stories. And using modern methods like a podcast, you know, is really something that's great. And also we have like a little mini film coming up, and we were able to use resources for the library. So I was there, I think it was last week, and just had a moment and pulled Molly aside and said, Molly, look at this, because there were people collaborating. You used not to be able to talk in the library. Mm. They were on the computers using all kinds of things that a lot of times people would not associate with a traditional library.
Yeah, yeah.
So just to be able to do this kind of work is just really exciting for me. So that's, I promise you, I didn't get paid to say that. I just had to tell you that this partnership is important, because had it not been for this partnership, it would have been very difficult to document and record this history.
Can I also just real quick jump in and highlight a couple of the voices that are on this week's episode of the podcast are women from who are part of the Lincoln High School Alumni Association.
The Mighty Tigers.
That's right. And Danita has been working tirelessly. She has been doing amazing work with these women to document their histories. And I think she's got a special announcement about something that's coming up.
Of course. We have a very, very special program on Sunday. And it's
Saturday.
Oh, did I say Sunday?
Yes, you did.
Okay, excuse me. It is on Saturday, please.
Everyone, it's on Sunday now. Quick, change your schedules.
No, please don't come Sunday. Please come Saturday. But it's Saturday at 3:00 at the library. Mm-hmm. And the goal of the program is to celebrate and honor women of the movement. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, of course, men get all the due when we talk about the civil rights movement, and a lot of men's histories have been uncovered. But we have been meeting with women from the movement, from the civil rights movement, since about March of this year. Mm-hmm. And they are such a powerful, powerful group of women, many of whom were arrested, planned and organized, and did a lot for Chapel Hill in terms of the sit-in movement. So we've been collecting their stories and documenting and archiving. And we're going to celebrate them on Sunday.
Saturday.
Daggone it. Did I say it again? Goodness gracious. Saturday.
We should celebrate them every day.
There
should be events.
That's where I was going with it.
Yes.
Good save. So we're going to honor and celebrate them on Saturday.
Saturday. Awesome.
And we have a short film produced by four phenomenal women, Mandela Young.
Of Recollecting Chapel Hill fame.
Yes, is like the head producer, Marissa Butler, Kayla Bryant, and Akanke Mason Hogans. They are producing the little film that kind of documents this history.
Awesome.
So we're really excited.
So we've got to start wrapping up. We've got Danita Mason-Hogans, Molly Luby, Susan Brown here in the studio. The last most important logistical question, if people want to check out the podcast, where can they go to get it?
ChapelHillHistory.org. You can listen there, or even better, you can subscribe. Or if you're already a podcast listener and have a favorite podcast app, just search for Recollecting Chapel Hill. You will find it.
Recollecting Chapel Hill is the podcast, chapelhillhistory.org. That's got to be our recommendation for the week, is go listen to the podcast.
That's
right?
It. And I'll close with, it's not just being recommended by me, it's being recommended by others. I was downtown last week on McCorkle Place with some other staff members from the arts and culture team. We're working on some things down there. We're kind of standing in a cluster, and Boykin Bell, who works at Chapel of the Cross, comes racing across the Corkle Place. She sees me, and she runs up, and she says, "That podcast is awesome!" And then she just kept on running. So Boykin Bell also recommends
the
podcast. Did you confirm that she was talking about this podcast, or did
yes,
she just like, that podcast?
Yes, of course she was, Aaron. So really, I'm so proud of the work of all of our staff, but this project, it's just holds a special place of pride in my heart. It's really awesome, and everybody should really listen to it.
ChapelHillHistory.org. And again, Recollecting Chapel Hill is the podcast. Find it anywhere podcasts are. Danita, Molly, Susan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And again, Talking Books made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by there for an afternoon pick-me-up. Get a delicious nitro cold brew coffee or indulge with the new gelato flavor. And don't forget to bring your favorite book. And let's keep the conversation going. On Tuesdays, you can join the La Vida Dolce Book Club at 5:30 p.m. This is every week. Next week, Tuesday the 12th, the group will be discussing Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens over gelato, wine, coffee, and more. La Vida Dolce Book Club is open and welcome to all every single week.